When it was time, I went to Emmeline's quarters. It was the first time I had been there as an invited guest, and the first thing I noticed before I even entered the bedroom was the thickness of the silence. I paused in the doorway, they had not noticed me yet, and realized it was their whispering. On the edge of inaudibility, the rub of breath over vocal cords made ripples in the air. I cleared my throat.
Margaret.
Miss Winter, her wheelchair positioned next to her sister, gestured to a chair on the other side of the bed.
How good of you.
I looked at Emmeline's face on the pillow. The red and the white were the same red and white of scarring and burn damage that I had seen before. She had lost none of her well-fed plumpness. Her hair was still the tangled skein of white. Listlessly, her gaze wandered over the ceiling. She appeared indifferent to my presence. Where was the difference? For she was different. Some alteration had taken place in her, a change instantly visible to the eye, though too elusive to define. How are you, Emmeline? I asked nervously.
She is not well, said Miss Winter.
Miss Winter, too, had changed in recent days, but in her disease was a distillation. The more it reduced her, the more it exposed her essence. Every time I saw her, she seemed diminished, thinner, frailer, more transparent, and the weaker she grew, the more the steel at her centre was revealed. All the same, it was a very thin, weak hand that Emmeline was grasping in the clutch of her own heavy fist. Would you like me to read? I asked.
By all means.
I read a chapter.
Then she's asleep, Miss Winter murmured.
Emmeline's eyes were closed. Her breathing was deep and regular. She had released her grip on her sister's hand, and Miss Winter was rubbing the life back into it. There were the beginnings of bruises on her fingers. Seeing the direction of my gaze, she drew her hands into her shawl.
I'm sorry about this interruption to our work, she said. I had to send you away once before when Emmeline was ill. And now, too, I must spend my time with her, and our project must wait. But it won't be long now. And there is Christmas coming. You will be wanting to leave us and be with your family. When you come back after the holiday, we will see how things stand. I expect...
It was the briefest of pauses.
We shall be able to work again by then.
My eyes leaped to Emmeline's sleeping face. So that's what we were waiting for. The event without which the story could not end. Dying. Emmeline was dying.